Forbidden Sex Stories for Adults. 80 audiobook erotica tales of age gap, alpha male, dominant, sinful, taboo, breeding sex. 40 hours of hot brat, first time erotica. Collection 2. Written by Kimmy Welsh, Tori Westwood and Millie King. Narrated by Sierra Klein, Minka Tomlinson, Eddie Oliver and Tallulah Rouge.
Banging my boss at 30,000 feet. Age gap breeding 9. Breeding erotica, age gap erotica. The trip from New York to London was largely empty. We were on a red-eye flight visiting clients across the pond. Justin's wife had insisted on waving both of us off at the airport, despite me being 19 and him close to 40. My boss, Justin, had made a beeline for the center seat on the back row when we'd boarded, and I wasn't in a position to argue. When everyone was on board, it turned out the window seat was empty, and so too was the row opposite, as well as most of the rest of the plane. "I wonder why it's so quiet," I said, sitting up in my seat and looking forward at the back of several heads dotted about the cabin.
"Seems odd."
He scanned the plane and shrugged.
"Enjoy it, I guess."
He already had his legs up on the seat beside him, but the stewardess soon put an end to that when it was time to take off. He wasn't used to women telling him what to do. Justin was straight into the TV that sat in the headrests in front of us. He was calmly scrolling the selection and planning the ensuing hours. I was more concerned with getting some shut-eye. The second the seatbelt sign had blinked off, my boss hit the overhead call button, and a flight attendant was there in a matter of seconds. "How can I help?" she asked. She had this beaming, picture-perfect smile and immaculate makeup delicately placed on her pretty face. Justin was enamored immediately.
May I have a vodka and Coke?"
he asked. "You may," she nodded, smiling. I watched him wriggle in his seat. I'd known him long enough to know when someone had turned him on. "May I have a vodka and Coke?" I mocked, twisting a grin in his direction after the stewardess had left.
"Shut it,"
he whispered, busying himself with the screen ahead of him again. "May I bury my face in your tits?" Justin laughed.
"If only."
I tapped the screen ahead absentmindedly until the stewardess returned. She leaned across me and placed Justin's drink on his tray table. "A vodka and Coke for sir," she said. She was naturally flirtatious, it seemed. I could practically hear Justin's heart beating when she'd left. Seeing down the top of her blouse and smelling her sweet perfume had also had an effect on me that I hadn't seen coming. "Would sir like anything else?" I said, tongue-in-cheek. He laughed.
"Sir would like a blowjob."
I swallowed and looked ahead as he reached over to the seat beside him for a blanket. He passed me one, too, and I wrapped it around me, slowly succumbing to the white noise hum of the air conditioning as it blasted into the fuselage. Before I knew it, I drifted off to sleep. It felt deep and long. I dreamt briefly of the stewardess, seductively sauntering down the aisle as a flock of doves erupted behind her. Ahead of her stood Justin, staring forward in awe. I watched from the seat, as though the spectacle was a play on stage. Neither of them seemed to notice me. When she was within range of him, she gripped the inside of her blouse and pulled hard, popping off the buttons and sending her name tags spiraling into the cabin. Justin's jaw dropped open, and so did mine. She approached him and clasped the back of his head, then she pulled him into her cleavage and tossed her head back. Her hair unwound and flowed outwards. Her long, slender neck flexed as her mouth opened to speak. She breathed out the words seductively.
"Fasten your seat belts," she said. "We're experiencing turbulence."
My brow furrowed, and the engine noise returned to my ears.
"We should be through it in a matter of minutes," the voice said, and I realized now that it was coming from the speakers overhead.
I blinked back to the world and shook my head, wondering how long I'd been out. I looked over at Justin,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?